rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel. Here's Michaela.
Hey!
Hi! Howdy ho! How are you doing?
Good. I feel like it's been a while, but it's only been a week.
I know. It feels like the longest week ever. But that's okay, because, believe it or not, Halloween events happening at the parks.
This year has gone by super fast.
So fast! But lots of stuff to talk. That's why it's gone by fast, because there's been so much to talk about.
There really has.
My goodness. It seems like every week I say this.
But a new park has joined the festivities fun.
Yes. Legoland Florida. They're kicking off their Halloween stuff. What you got?
They have a brick-or-treat coming up this season, and it features trick-or-treating trail with frightful character interactions, Lego builds, character meet and greets, and a nighttime fireworks show called A Tale of Pirate's Cove.
That sounds fun.
It sounds very cute. It sounds really, really nice. But the next thing, this one is the cool one.
Okay.
Children ages 2 to 12 who come dressed as a pirate for the first weekend of the brick-or-treat will receive a free ticket to visit the park again, not that night, but again before the end of the year.
That's a really good deal.
So if you go and you buy a ticket to the brick-or-treat during the first weekend, you take your kid dressed up as a pirate, you get a free admission for their child.
That's
awesome. Another day.
That's a nice, nice deal. So make sure you guys take care of that. Get that pirate hat out.
Especially
from Gasparilla.
If you have pirate stuff laying around, why not?
Yeah, especially if you're from Tampa and you got that Gasparilla stuff hanging around, just throw some beads on them and an eye patch and a pirate hat, and you're set for that free ticket. That's awesome. And then what is this? I love a good Hallmark holiday movie.
Yes. So I was really surprised about this when I saw it. They're going to have kind of like a Christmas celebration, which is Christmas. It's holidays presented by Hallmark Channel.
At Legoland, Florida.
So they're teaming up with the Hallmark Channel.
Okay.
November 29th to December 31st. And it will feature a musical featuring Santa's workshop. There'll be snowfall at the Rockin' Around, a 30-foot tall Lego Christmas tree spectacular. You meet a Lego toy soldier and Lego Santa, which I would love to see Lego Santa.
That would be a cool holiday card.
A picture with Lego Santa.
Yes.
I would love it. I want to see him now.
And they really need a theater that just plays holiday Hallmark movies all day long.
Yes.
I guess I could do that on my couch. I don't need to go to a theme park to do that.
I was like, when I first read that, I was like, wait, are stars of the Hallmark?
Like Lacey
Christmas?
Chabert and Candace Cameron Bure and, you know, the ones who are in like four Christmas movies every year.
Yes.
I love that.
Wow, you know. Your extensive knowledge.
I love some Hallmark holiday movies. Come on now.
I used to like them when I was in high school. Uh-huh. I used to watch them with my mom.
Yeah.
But now I don't watch them anymore.
Well, I mean, they're predictable. It's the same story every year. Just a different actress and a different person who plays Santa, who's not really Santa. And then she falls in love with his elf or Santa's son or something.
Or it's big town girl goes small town.
And falls in love. She's there to like take over some little family like company, but yet her heart warms and she falls in love, and then she ends up buying it and running it herself.
Yep.
There's always falling in love. Come on. I would really love for somebody to fall out of love and spend Christmas alone. Anyway, okay. Coming back to theme parks, but that'll be fun. Holiday celebration at Legoland, Florida. All right. Busch Gardens Tampa.
So they had an announcement that there's going to be a new coaster replacing the same site that the Gwazi coaster was on, the wooden roller coaster.
Yep.
So now they're trying to make it North America's tallest and the world's fastest, steepest hybrid roller coaster.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a lot.
That sounds like a thrill ride, and it's slated to open 2020. They just keep adding and adding and adding to Busch Gardens Tampa. It's so much fun. And then I saw a whole bunch of friends of mine were at Beer Fest this past weekend. They were having a ball.
Oh, I want to go. I have tickets to Busch Gardens, and I think I might
check them out for Beer Fest. Yep.
Not this weekend, but the next weekend.
Right. because you're at D23 this weekend.
I am at D23.
But Beer Fest each weekend now through September 8th. So lots of things to try, different beers, all that. Of course, please drink responsibly and 21 and up. But yeah, lots of people checking that out. And then, of course, they're ramping up for Hella Scream, which kicks off September 20th and runs through November 2nd. So they just got things coming running right after the other. Universal Orlando, which I was hanging out at a little bit this past weekend. I went to City Walk. Actually, so we stayed at the Aventura Hotel.
Okay.
Okay. Really cool hotel. Very modern, very clean. It's brand new. No valet and no water taxi. However, it's basically in the same parking lot as Sapphire Falls. So you walk across the parking lot to Sapphire Falls and you get on a boat.
There you go.
Or you get off
the
boat
that takes you right
to that
to center water.
To City Walk. Yep. So don't tell anybody I told you that because I don't know if that's like legal.
No, you can. You can.
Okay.
I stayed at, I forget which resort I stayed at.
Cabana Bay?
No. I don't remember. But I did stay at one of the resorts there and we had boats to our hotel.
Right.
But there was the hotel. I guess I saw it at Sapphire.
Yeah.
And then the resort across the street, they would walk over, like
yeah,
you
Cabana
said.
Yeah, Cabana Bay.
And
yeah.
The people there were welcoming and saying, oh, yeah, come right over.
Yeah, so we took the bus one way and we took the boat the other way. They both were great. As soon as we walked over, the bus was ready. But that boat is so much fun. So did that, stayed at the Aventura. They have a rooftop bar that opens at 4 o'clock. And it has the most amazing view of Orlando. And Cabana Bay and Volcano Bay and I-4 and all, like, it's panoramic. It's beautiful. So if you're there, go check that out. And their menu looked really good, too. They had, like, a prime rib grilled cheese or something. And we weren't there at time to eat. But I have it on my list to go back and try.
And like our tip that one time that we had on one of the episodes, try out those lounges and restaurants at the resorts. Because you might get sick of the ones in the parks if you go often. But try out the ones at the hotels.
Yeah, they're little hidden gems. And then, so we ate a Cowfish for dinner. Delicious.
Yum.
I had the Burgushi. It was basically a burger that was wrapped in rice. It was a sushi roll that was a burger. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it was really good.
That's where I fell in love with sushi.
Really?
Actually, at Cowfish.
They've got great sushi.
I did. At a bento box.
They have great sushi there. I'm not a huge sushi fan, but my friend was eating all of the raw fish and was like loving life.
Oh, good.
And then we went and saw a show at the Hard Rock Live, which was awesome. It's a great venue. And then afterwards, I was still hungry, so we went to Toothsome Emporium, and I got the cheesesteak egg rolls.
Yeah.
So
it was a great time.
It was a great time. That was Saturday.
See, you don't need a park admission to have fun at City Walk or at Universal.
We would have laid out by the pool at Aventura, but at like 1 o'clock, this huge storm rolled in. It was raining like sideways for an hour. So we didn't make it to the pool, but the pool looked awesome. So definitely a really cool hotel to check out. But the Universal Orlando, even though you don't necessarily need a ticket to do all the fun things there, they now have a new multi-day ticket deal.
They do. They have a 3-park, 5-day ticket deal that also includes Volcano Bay.
Cool.
And it is $264.99 plus tax. Those are for individuals ages 10 and up.
Okay.
And it must be purchased by December 2nd, must be used by May 22nd, 2020. So next year. That's a long time to use it.
Yeah, that's a long day, long time. But we will state that they have blackout dates from December 26th through 31st. So over the Christmas holiday, you won't be able to use those tickets. But, geez, that's like a year almost.
But it's okay because all of the holiday offerings are still around.
Right.
It doesn't need to be that holiday week to have enjoy Grinchmas.
Grinchmas starts early in December, so you'll be able to get there if that's what you
love. And the Macy's Parade.
Yeah, I love those things. So that's a great deal, especially if you're local, to experience all 3 parks. So save you some money and get out to Universal Orlando. Halloween Horror Nights, their special event, kicks off September 6th through November 2nd. There's a brand new Lagoon show called Halloween Marathon of Mayhem.
So it's projections.
Cool.
And it's like all the horror flicks and...
Neat.
I'm...
Are you excited for it?
Wanting to go. So I need to pick my date and just stick to it.
I want to go so bad, but I'm so scared.
I just have to convince you.
I'll get there before I'm 60. Look at all the fun stuff. It's not fun to be scared. I don't like to be scared.
No, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do
it.
But
I want to do it, but I don't want to do it.
But if, like you said, if you can go to the parks during these times and still see the decorations they have up.
Right.
They have them up throughout the whole time. You just won't be scared. You don't have the houses in the scare zones during the day.
Obviously, they'll kick you out before the Halloween Horror Nights event starts. But, yeah, they've got some decorations and stuff. You just won't have people, like, you know, trying to scare the bejesus out of you. And then Mardi Gras 2020, dates announced February 1st to April 2nd. And they always have concerts every weekend.
Great concerts, too.
Yeah, they have really great acts, too. So I'm sure they'll be announcing those here soon. But start making your plans for Mardi Gras. I love the beignets when I go to Mardi Gras. Oh, yeah. I always get those. They're so good.
Oh, I always get surprised how big the area is where the concert is. It's right next to Rip Ride Rocket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang. It's massive. And it fills up.
It does.
So once these artists are announced... Book your trips.
And those concerts are included with the price of admission for Universal Orlando or Universal Studios.
Absolutely.
So if you've got it, if you have an annual pass, I mean, all those concerts, you can go to see any of them. Mm-hmm. So that's a really huge value. And they've got great artists, like we said. Walt Disney World, Magic Kingdom. What you got?
So again, with the Mickey's Not So Scary, but this time they have announced a party pass.
Okay. What's that?
So for $2.99 plus tax for ages 10 and up and $2.84 plus tax for guests 3 to 9, you can attend 35 out of the 36 party nights, which does not include the Halloween. That's the one that's not included. But you could go if you are local and you love the Halloween parties, that Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. This is for you. This is a great I think it's a great deal if you're going to go more than two times.
Absolutely.
If you feel like you're going to go more than two times, then this is for you.
But this is definitely for local people.
Or I would say, you're staying for like a week at the parks and it happens to have three Halloween dates and you love it that much.
Yeah.
By all means.
That's a great tip too, for sure. Yeah, that's interesting. I guess I hadn't thought about it, but I guess there are people that go multiple times, especially if you live close by to the park.
Yeah, last year I went twice.
Really?
So
I've been once in my life. So, yeah, that's a great deal. Kudos to Magic Kingdom.
And especially since this year they have so many new things.
Yeah.
Because last year was a lot of the same stuff that's been the 2 years prior.
Yeah.
But this year it's a lot more new stuff.
They've kind of revamped it. So people are banging down the doors to get out there and check it out.
Yes.
And didn't you already attend this year? Or is that coming up?
That is coming up.
Oh, okay. So we'll have
a full
recap.
I'm going on the 2nd of September.
Okay, so we'll have a full recap on the show after the 2nd. What is this? 5th? 6th? Something like that. So, yeah, you'll get to... Oh, I'm so... Please say hi to the Sanderson sisters for me. I love that they have the Hocus Pocus stage show.
I wish you could meet them. But I bet that line would be so long.
Oh, my gosh. Could I be Winnie Sanderson?
You never know.
Hey, Michaela, I know what our Halloween costumes are going to be. We got to find one more person.
That's blonde.
Amy from Promotions.
Yes.
All right, we're going to be the Sanderson sisters. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So now... I've gone to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Woohoo! I'm so excited to hear what you have to say about this land.
Okay, so I went Monday evening for the pass holder preview.
Okay.
It was dead. There was hardly anybody there. Now, granted, it had just rained. And so we got there right after the rain. We went in the new entrance to Hollywood Studios, the new parking entrance. You know, they kind of revamped that whole thing. We parked right by the front gate. Our thing was from 5 to 9 was our window.
And the fact that it was empty at 5 p.m.
But it was a Monday night.
Right, right.
You know, and it had just rained. So we park. We're within walking distance to the gate, which made me so happy. We walk to the back of the entrance. The nice people, cast members, were there. They scanned our magic band. They looked at my ID. They checked our IDs too to make sure we were, who our magic band said they were. And then we entered Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. We were given a little pamphlet, like a little map, which was kind of hard to read.
You're talking about the translating.
Not the translating, but like all the buildings and like here's building one,
yes.
two, three. Like
okay.
It was kind of hard
to see what you're saying.
It took me a minute to figure out how to get to Smuggler's Run. Because the map
sometimes
was a little
you feel
weird.
Like you're going in circles and you're yes. like, I haven't even seen the Millennium Falcon.
But like the majority of the stuff is all on the left hand side when you walk in. Like it all wraps around the left hand side. So anyway. So we walked in and the cast member, she's like, all right, go enjoy yourself and ride Smuggler's Run as many times as you can. And I was like, oh, okay. So we rode it one time, which was enough for me. So that was kind of like the first thing we did. I beelined it to Smuggler's Run.
And you went through the regular entrance,
yes.
not the single rider.
No, we didn't. I asked the guy at the front, I said, what's faster? Like, what do you think is faster? And he's like, right now, I think they're about the same. So we only waited for 25 minutes.
That's awesome.
It said 45 on the little entrance ticker, but it was only 25 minutes. So we walked through and we were assigned to be gunners, my dad and I.
Okay.
So we walked in. By the way, the animatronics on the little pre-show that they do, I was like, is that a real person?
Yes.
I'm still not sure. Was that a person or was that a robot?
No, it's a robot. Hondo Onaka.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a robot. That's an animatronic.
That was amazing.
Isn't it?
I was like, is that real? No. That's not real. Could it be real? Yeah, maybe it could.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
It was so lifelike. It was kind of freaked me out a little bit. Because I'm like, what's
I can
real?
I see why you thought it was real.
What's real and what's not? Anyway. So then they walk us in, and it's kind of like a virtual line once you get past to that point, because you're given a little like cardboard thing that says
like a placer.
Yeah. That's, two people have pilot, two people have gunner, two people have engineer, and they're all by colors.
Yes.
So we were purple and we were gunners. So we walked into this little holding lobby, basically, and we waited for them to call our color. And then we lined up pilots, gunners, engineers. And they took us on to the... Then we walk in, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the cockpit.
This is it.
It was that was really cool. So it's just like you're sitting in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. I'm looking for Chewie. I didn't see him anywhere. He wasn't in our group, unfortunately.
No.
So we were on the ride with two other groups that we didn't know.
Right.
The two people at the front, they had been on it before, I think, but in another seat.
Okay.
They might've been a gunner and an engineer or whatever. The two little kids behind us who were like 7 and 8, who were like brother and sister, they'd been on it a couple times and they were screaming at us to like do stuff.
Oh.
Hit the button! Do this! Do that! And my father, who is 66 years old, turned around at one point and told the kid, shut up, stop yelling in my ear.
Oh my gosh.
I had to turn around to the little sister halfway through the ride. I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this. And because she's like, we're going to crash, you got to hit this. And I turned around to her and I said, please stop screaming in my ear. This is not real.
Oh my.
Because
gosh.
She was yelled. They were both, even though we asked them.
Yeah.
No.
No, no, I get it. I get it.
I was like, okay. And the one of the pilots in the front, she couldn't get her seatbelt to work before we were to take off. And there, the ride is saying, push the green button to activate, push the green button to activate.
Right.
And the cast member is trying to assist this person with her seatbelt. And these two kids in the back are screaming, hit the green button, you pilots, you need to do your job. And finally, the cast member turned around and said, we're not going anywhere until she's buckled in. So you can stop yelling. I was like, oh. So...
Then right there, you knew it was going to be a rough ride.
It was a rough
ride.
And
not just the piloting.
Not just the piloting. But the ride was cool. Here's what I'm going to say. I like a ride where I don't have to do anything. because I feel like I wasn't focusing on what was happening.
Right.
Like I wasn't watching or really paying attention. I was more focused on hitting the green button because the kid behind me would scream at me if I didn't.
Yes.
So maybe I'm more of one of those passive riders who just wants to sit down and enjoy the ride mm-hmm. and not feel like I have responsibilities. I got to do something.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like Mission Space or not. Yeah, Mission
Space. See, I've never ridden that.
It's very similar to Mission Space, but not in the extreme of what Mission Space is.
Right.
Where this one, you just push buttons and you get jerked around just a little bit. Well, Mission Space, you feel like you're going into space.
Right. It was really well done. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the younger generation will really enjoy this.
I mean, those kids probably very much enjoyed it.
They were loving life. I almost said to one of the cast members before I got off the ride, like, those kids don't need to be on this anymore because they were coming up through the single rider line and they were just like getting on real fast.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But yeah, oh boy, I've never wanted to remove a child from a ride before until then.
Oh my.
But it was really well done. And you know, I wasn't sure what to expect.
Right.
The cockpit isn't that small. It kind of reminds me of, when you're on the Simpsons ride at Universal or before when it was Back to the Future, it's kind of like that. But the one nice thing that they do is they have fans that blow on your face. That they're like in the seat in front of you. So that if you tend to get motion sickness, that will help a little bit. So because it is closed off and you are moving, but you're not feeling like the elements as you're moving. So I know some people get motion sickness that way, but that was like, I was like, oh, that was very smart of you, Walt Disney World. but that was a really cool ride. I thought it was really neat. I was happy I rode it. I probably won't get a 25-minute wait for the next 3 years again.
Right.
So definitely check it out. If you are there was somebody in front of us in line that was a huge Star Wars fan, and he was geeking out in just the queue line.
Yes.
For me, it's all kind of lost on me. So when we were done, my dad and I, we took a photo in front of the Millennium Falcon because there wasn't a long line for the photographers.
And you have to, come on.
I was like, come on. And then they're like having people pose. And I like walked up to the girl. I'm like, we don't need a full photo shoot. Just one photo is fine. We don't need to pose and everything. Because they'll do that. They'll like have you do different poses and everything, which is really cool. And then we walked by the cantina and there was a long line. I think everybody was in line for the cantina. So we skipped that.
Yes.
We skipped the cantina. Okay. So now I'll have something to go back for.
Right. Absolutely.
And then we saw a couple stormtroopers walking around. That was really cool.
Did you see Chewbacca?
No.
No.
I didn't see anybody else other than the stormtroopers.
Oh.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping to like have a Chewbacca sighting or something. And then we left.
And then that was it. Did you go to the stores?
We walked into one of the stores by the Resistance area.
Okay.
And there was some really cool stuff, like stormtrooper helmets and that kind of thing. I saw a lot of people walking around with their lightsabers and lightsaber bags.
Right.
Very high quality, by the way.
Yes.
You'll have to bring yours in. I'm dying
to see it. I will
have
to bring mine in. I wasn't going to bring it in the week after I did it, but I was like, is that too nerdy?
No.
I was going to, then I was
You know who we work with. It's not nerdy at all. Everybody's going to die to see that. So my dad and I walked around, we looked at the sets a little bit, took some photos.
Eat any food?
We did not eat any food.
Okay.
We were not really hungry and it was kind of hard to see where the food was.
Yes. Everything's pretty hidden.
Everything is hidden. So I really wasn't sure where anything was.
Yes.
Like I saw people walking around with the blue and green milk and I was like, oh.
That was right across from the cantina.
Okay, makes sense. But yeah, it was kind of hard to find stuff. There were carts that had these round bottles of Sprite and Coke and Diet Coke, which were really cool. They were like BB-8 and water. But that was all that I really saw out and about. And I saw people like disappearing behind walls and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. But if you're a huge Star Wars fan, I could see how you could geek out for hours. Mm-hmm. We were probably there for an hour and a half total.
Right. I wanted to mention something about the ride a little. If you don't like motion rides like that, like how Rachel described, and you're like, ooh, I really might get sick on that, but you are a huge Star Wars fan and you want to see it all.
Take Dramamine.
either that or you could go through the queue.
Right.
And all of that. And then ask at the end, say, hey,
I don't want to ride anymore.
And they'll escort you to the exit.
That's a cool tip. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's neat.
That's what one of my friends did. She, it was her first time at Galaxy's Edge this week as well. Uh-huh. And she went through the queue, took a picture in the table where you see Han and Chewie playing some sort of chess game. I forgot the name of it. And you could just say, I just come to see this and I don't want to ride, and they'll escort you out.
I'm sure they have lots of people that do that for sure.
And also, if you had a bad ride experience and you're like, dang, I have to go back into the whole line all over again, always ask the cast member. Because I've had things that would glitch here and there, or like the ride would stop a little bit, and you're like, I wanted to experience it again through its full
potential,
and they will bring you right to the front.
Very cool.
So, just some little pointers for you.
Yeah. No, the land is very well done.
It could get confusing though. That was the first time that I went. I didn't know what things were.
Where is everything and what do I want to see? And, you know, I was able to find the cantina and there was a line. So we decided not to do that. And it took me a little bit to find how to get to Smuggler's Run, but we found it. A lot of them, because we were there in the evening, were saying Rising Suns. And my dad's like, what are they saying?
Yes.
And I'm like, Dad, you know, they're all in character here.
That was one thing is that at Disneyland, when they gave you your brochure, they gave you the park, the map of the land, they had on it what each of the sayings were. On this preview at the Walt Disney World, they only had the translating.
Right, like the letters.
For the letters the signs.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not sitting there translating the sign.
No, they should have had the bright suns.
Yeah, rising moons. Rising moons or whatever. And I'm like,
the spire, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Dad, they're all in character.
Yeah, they're from Batuu.
And he's like, oh.
Aw. Your dad.
I didn't give him the rundown before we got there, but he's like, what are they saying to you? I'm like, Have a night nice. Yeah,
offensive.
No, we're good. We're good here. I thought it was cool. And then we checked to see how long Slinky Dog was. It was still 90 minutes, so we left.
Hey, and it's hot.
It was actually quite nice that night.
Because it just rained. Oh, perfect.
And there was a nice breeze. So we lucked out for sure.
Good. And I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did? Okay. A little backstory. So after I was at Universal on Friday, I drove to Atlanta for the day. And so we had left Atlanta at 10:30 in the morning on Monday and drove right to Disney.
That's a lot.
we were like, let's get in, let's get out. We almost decided to skip it. And I was like, we're never going to get the opportunity to do this again where it's not packed. And I was like, it's a Monday night, 5 o'clock. Maybe it's not so busy. And we were right. So I was glad we did it, but I was tired by the time we got home.
And if you didn't do a preview, if you're listening and you didn't get a preview time or any of that, and you have to go when it opens, just do your research. If you want to get the most out of a visit, just do your research and like see what you want to do.
Do your research, plan ahead. I wish I had Michaela with me because she would have been like, come over here. Look at this. Look at that. And I'm like, but it was. They did a really nice job, and I think Star Wars fans are going to lose their minds for sure. So that was my review of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, a little different than Michaela's, but two different takes on it. All right, let's get to the theme park tip of the week. What do you got, Michaela?
So especially since Galaxy's Edge is opening next week, they're going to have extra magic hours for Hollywood Studios. If you want to avoid those crowds, I suggest don't ever go to the parks where they have extra magic hours, especially if you're not staying at the resorts.
Okay.
Because it tends to be the most packed.
Okay.
So you're planning a trip, maybe a day trip to Walt Disney World, and you live in Florida or live in Georgia and you're only going for the day, try to avoid that park that has the extra magic hours.
All right, so if Hollywood Studios has magic hours and Epcot has magic hours, go to Animal Kingdom or Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Okay.
It tends to be the less crowded ones because everyone's thinking the same thing. Oh,
I can get in early.
I'm staying at the hotel on property. I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios for extra magic hours. And then by the time you get there and park opens for all the other guests, let's say Flight of Passage is already like 2-3 hours.
Good tip,
so,
Michaela.
Just letting you know, especially since next weekend is the opening of Galaxy's Edge. Oh, if you want to avoid the crowd, stay far, far away.
Labor Day weekend. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens to the general public at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's going to be crazy. I've already gotten a survey from Disney, yes, about the pass holder experience. And ours was great. But just know, if you're going next weekend and either you're staying on property or you're not staying on property, just take a little bit extra patience with you for the entire Magic Kingdom area. It's going to be very busy.
I remember reservations.
Fast passes. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for another week. Next week, we're going to have Michaela's breakdown of the D23 Expo all the way in California. This girl gets around.
It.
I'm telling you.
I can't believe it. I'm excited.
Can you please park me in your suitcase?
I wish I could.
Oh, man. All right. So if you have anything that you want Michaela to look out for at D23 or any questions for us, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us for another week. We'll catch you again next week.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.